To my children, you've given me joy beyond all measure. To my wife, you've given me everything and are my everything. 1. Channel your inner mentalist. Picture this. I'm a guest on a private island in the British Virgin Islands. A band plays steel drums as the clear waters of the Caribbean Sea gently lap the pristine shoreline. Chefs tend to jerk chicken sizzling on an elaborate barbecue while a team of uniformed servers weaves in and out of the crowd. The breeze smells like spices, hibiscus, and money. It's magic hour, the last golden light of day washing over us. All the beautiful people are enjoying bespoke cocktails. The other guests and I can't help stealing glances skyward. Our host on Necker Island has just returned from the edge of space on his Virgin Galactic rocket. Sir Richard Branson's people could have hired anyone to celebrate the occasion. I mean, this is a man who has Mick Jagger on speed dial right between Paul McCartney and the King. To my surprise and delight, his team chose me. I'm working the crowd, growing from group to group, building up the excitement and momentum as we all wait for the guest of honor. Suddenly, his friends and family part like the Red Sea. The barefoot billionaire appears, sporting a deep tan that contrasts with his iconic white blonde hair and open linen shirt, flashing that unforgettable smile. Everything about the scene feels surreal. A moment such as this demands nothing less than the best, and I'm ready with one of my strongest reputation-making tricks. I lock eyes with the man, the myth, the legend, and it is go time. Imagine someone's face, anyone at all, and see them in your mind's eye, I say. Then using a small pair of scissors, I start slicing and dicing one of my business cards like a child carving out a meticulous snowflake. Everyone around me whispers as they start to anticipate where this might be going. When I ask him who he is thinking of, he casually says Barack. Then he adds Obama, in case I wasn't sure which Barack he has in mind. I unfold the paper and hold it up against my dark gray suit, revealing the freshly cut silhouette of the former president. The audience gasps in astonishment, but Branson, who does billion-dollar deals before breakfast, isn't so outwardly effusive. Instead, he gives me a sly little smile. The best way I can describe his reaction is that it's like having the Godfather reach over and pinch you on the cheek as an understated sign of respect and affection. Sir Richard tucks the piece of paper into his breast pocket. He looks over his shoulder to make sure no one else hears him, leans in close, and whispers, "I'll give this to him tomorrow when he arrives." What if you could read minds? Who hasn't wished they could read someone else's mind? How much easier would everything be if we could just figure out what other people were thinking, right? I mean, you'd probably never fight with your spouse again because you'd understand that should he or she say, "It's nothing," it would definitely be something, and you could act preemptively. What if reading minds gave you practical skills, enabling you to predict the right time to ask your boss for a raise, to cease self-sabotage, or to stop procrastinating and start doing? You'd be more confidently persuasive, able to influence those around you in an effortless manner. How great would that be? Of course, mind reading would be nice to have if you found yourself in a position of weakness, because you'd have the formula to flip that power dynamic to your benefit. By knowing what's in another person's head, you could get a gatekeeper to give you what you want, whether it's an extension on an assignment or a waiver from your homeowners association. Reading minds would make you better at understanding human nature, which makes it the ultimate cheat code in life. What would be even more useful than reading other people's minds? The ability to read your own. Picture the results of tapping into your motivations and learning how to change your outcomes, of pushing past what's kept you stuck. What if you could set yourself up for success in the long term? You can do all of this using the skills of a mentalist. I've spent almost 30 years learning how to reverse engineer the human mind. Knowing how you think reveals to me what you think. From Tom Brady to Serena Williams, Howard Stern to Shaq, I've convinced some of the most notable people on the planet that I can access their innermost thoughts. But guess what? My entire career is built on a lie. Ready for a bombshell? I can't actually read minds. What I can do is read people. And so can you. You already do it hundreds of times a day. Every time